Well, the last couple of days we've been looking at Romans chapter 5, in Romans chapter 5, verse number 1. And we went from there, which Romans 5, verse 1 just says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Talking about peace. And from that, we've also just been asking the question, how many times do you feel like you are lacking peace in your life? And how many times do you find yourself saying, "I just wish I had peace in my life. I just want peace in my household, peace at work, peace in all areas of my life." And yet it feels like peace can be so elusive in our lives. And yet what we see Paul's telling us from the Holy Spirit speaking through Paul is, therefore, because you are justified by faith, you have peace with God through Jesus Christ, which means you have peace with God. We're no longer at enmity with God. There's no longer that separation between God and you that was there because of sin. Because of your faith in Jesus Christ, you no longer have that separation. But then Paul goes on to talk about peace in chapter 15. And this is one of the things we were looking at the last couple of days. In chapter 15, verse number 13, it says, "May the God of your hope," just listen to these words, "may the God of your hope fill you with all joy and peace." Notice joy is associated and tied together with peace. God has filled you because of the Holy Spirit, which we'll see in a second. He has filled you, filled you, filled you. You don't have a lack of peace and joy. You are filled with His peace and joy, believing through the experience of your faith that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound and be overflowing, bubbling over with hope. You have His joy and His peace already in you through the Holy Spirit, and we talked about that. These are characteristics or traits of the Holy Spirit. This is the fruit of the Holy Spirit, which we saw in Galatians chapter 5. Joy and peace are part of the fruits of the Spirit. And since the Spirit is in you, the Spirit of God is in you, then these traits, these characteristics, this fruit is in you, His joy and His peace. And we saw that if we will thank Him and praise Him, even before we see it done, if we thank Him and praise Him for the peace that we're looking for, speak peace over your situation, and then thank Him for it. And as you do that, what you're doing is in the power of the Holy Spirit, you're bringing that peace and that joy, which is already in your spirit, and you're bringing it from your spirit into your soul. That's where you begin to sense it, feel it, realize it, and experience it. So that's what we've been looking at the last couple of days. And then, of course, yesterday we just touched on, in Philippians, Paul again speaks to us. And he speaks to us about peace. And in Philippians chapter 4, verse number 7, Paul says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." You have the peace of God. And it's that peace of God that it's not just when you experience this peace that Paul is talking about, it's beyond understanding. It makes no sense. It's not logical to the natural mind. So in other words, you can be in a situation where you should be stressed. You know, the natural mind would worry and be concerned, but you have peace. It's a peace that goes beyond the natural mind, and it goes beyond understanding because it is His peace. That peace is available to you in your situation. Even in those hopeless situations that appear to be hopeless, maybe you have no peace in your household, and you've never had peace. It's always been a struggle, and there's always been arguments and struggling, and there's always been confrontation and accusations and questions and doubt. You can have peace in that. Even though you can't see a change, you can have peace because you can know. It's that trust in the Lord, that reliance upon Him, and the trust in His Word that gives you a peace that all of a sudden you're not worried about it because your trust is in Him, and you have that peace. It is a peace. It's a peace that's better than the peace you're looking for or longing for because it's His peace. So you can go, "I don't have to be stressed or carry stress about this," or whatever it is you face. It's that peace that passes all understanding. And it's that peace which guards your heart and your mind. See, we want peace in our lives because we don't want confrontation. None of us want to be in struggle. None of us want to be in confrontation and conflict. We just want peace. But in addition to wanting peace just because you don't want conflict, this peace that Paul is talking about is a peace that also guards your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. It keeps you safe and protected in Christ Jesus. This is the kind of peace that we're looking for, and this is the kind of peace that Jesus has promised to us through Paul. When we read Philippians chapter 4, verse number 7 in the Amplified Bible, it says, "And God's peace shall be yours, that tranquil state of the soul, assured of its salvation through Christ. And so fearing nothing from God and being content with its earthly lot of whatever sort that is, that peace which transcends all understanding shall garrison and mount guard your heart and minds in Christ Jesus." In other words, his peace acts like fortifications around you, giving you peace in your mind. It keeps you, it's like a guard. It's a garrison around you. It's a guard that has been placed around you to keep your mind protected from all that uncertainty, all that doubt, all that fear, all that anxiety, and all that pressure. This is what he has for you. His peace keeps you secure in all those things. So this is the peace that we desire, and this is the peace that is ours in Jesus Christ. So the question is then, how do we get and operate in that peace? Because you can hear those things read to you, and you go, that's wonderful. But then your next thought is, that is awesome. How do I do that? I really want that. How do I do that? How do I get that? How do I operate in that? We touched on part of it a few moments ago, and we looked at it yesterday. Part of it is by, because it is a peace that is, it's already in you. You can't feel it because it's in your spirit. So in your feelings, your emotions, you're not going to be able to tap into it. It's going to feel like, well, I don't feel peace. Well, it's not a matter of what you feel. You have to know that it's there because it is the fruit of the Spirit, and the Spirit is in you. So when in your soul, you start, your soul is your mind, your emotions, your thoughts, your personality. When you make the decision to, you know what, I'm going to operate, I'm going to walk in that peace. So when you start thanking him and praising him in advance, thanking him and praising him in advance for his peace, even before you feel that peace, just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your peace in this situation. I speak your peace in this situation. I speak your peace in my life. My trust is in you. And I thank you that you protect your peace, which passes understanding, is a garrison and a guard guarding my heart and guarding my mind and my thoughts. Thank him in advance for it. And as part of that speaking that and thanking him and speaking that thanks and that praise, that brings it from your spirit man, which is where it resides, into your soul where you can now feel it and walk in and have the benefit of that peace. So that's one aspect of it. Now here's the other aspect. If we go back, we looked at the very beginning, we looked at Romans chapter 15, verse number 13. But if we take Romans chapter 15 in context, and I don't have time to read all these 13 verses, but just to get a flavor and a feel for where Paul is going with this, let's go back to the very beginning of chapter 15. Now, we read verse number 13, which says, "Now the peace of God will fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that he may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit." So we looked at that, we read that. But let's get that in context. What is Paul talking about that leads up to this? This promise that says that God has filled you with hope. He's filled you with all joy and all peace in believing because of the Holy Spirit that's in you. What leads up to that? In the context of the verse, what leads up to it? Well, let's go back to the very beginning of Romans chapter 15 and see. I'm going to read verses 1, 2, and 3 to you. But I'm going to read them to you from the Amplified Bible, and you'll get a clear sense of what Paul's talking about as he leads up to this. We who are strong. See, Jesus is expecting us to be strong in him. We who are strong, we have the strength of Jesus in us. Whether you feel that way or not, you have his strength in you. We who are strong in our convictions and of robust faith ought to bear with the failings and the frailties and the tender scruples of the weak because of who we are in Jesus Christ. There's an expectation that we will be strong in him. And as those who are strong in Jesus Christ, there's also an expectation that we will bear up those who are weak, that we will strengthen and hold up those who have frailties and are tender and have weaknesses. We ought to help carry the doubts and the qualms of others and not to please ourselves. So how do we get that peace that we've been talking about for 3 days? How do we get that to operate from our spiritual realm so we can actually see it demonstrated and experienced in our minds, our thoughts, our soul, and then manifested in our surroundings, in a body, in the natural? How do we do that? First thing is by doing what we said a few moments ago. Praise him and thank him. Speak those things. But here's the other thing. Let your heart and your motivation be not for yourself, but you let your heart and your motivation of the things that you do today, let it be not on yourself, but let it be on others. When you have a mind and a heart and a motivation that is not to further yourself and not to elevate yourself and not to meet just your own needs, but to help strengthen others and to carry the doubts, the qualms, the worries of others. And not to please ourselves, but you make sacrifices for others. Verse 2 goes on to say, let each one of us make it a practice to please, to make happy his neighbor for his good and for his true welfare, to edify him, to strengthen him, and to build him up spiritually. So we're supposed to carry the doubts and the worries and the fears of others to help those who are weak. But we're also supposed to make it a practice to help make those around us happy, to help make them fulfilled, to help them benefit, to see true welfare and benefit come to them, to edify them in Jesus Christ, to strengthen them, and to build them up spiritually in Jesus Christ. We're making sacrifices for others around us. For Christ did not please himself, gave no thought to his own interests, but as it is written, the reproaches and the abuses of those who reproached and abused you fell on me. Jesus' whole life and his example was making sacrifices for others. This is the example that we get from Jesus Christ. So, how do we get this peace we've been talking about for 3 days? You speak it. Speak it and praise him. Speak peace to your situation and thank him and praise him, even before you see it done, because in faith, you know that it's his promises. And then you're going to see that his peace will start to garrison and protect and be a guard of your heart and your mind to keep you in that peace. But then the other thing is, make it your desire. Don't focus on yourself and don't focus on your problems, but focus on others. Make it your motivation and your goal today to not just help meet your needs. See, you'll find peace when you have the heart of Jesus Christ, which is to serve others, to lift them up, to help them walk through, to give them peace and calm in their lives, to carry their fears and worries and doubts for them, to calm them, to build them up spiritually. That's what we see. These are the verses that lead up to what Paul's talking to us about being filled with joy and hope, being filled with joy and peace. So in the verses that lead up to that verse where Paul talks to us about being filled with peace, the peace of God, the verses that lead up in context are talking about giving of ourselves to others. Now, not ironically and not coincidentally, when you read the verse we looked at in Philippians chapter 4, verse number 7, which is saying that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus, let's read the verses in context that lead up to this. And guess what? Therefore, my beloved and longed-for brethren, my joy and my crown. So stand fast in the Lord, beloved. I implore, let's look at verse 3. And I urge you also, true companions, help these women who labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing. In everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Here's what is in context. Again, we want that peace of God that passes understanding. We want that peace of God and all the peace that we've talked about for 3 days. We want that peace that is already in us. We want that. We want to experience peace. We want peace in our homes, peace at work, peace in our families, peace with our extended families, peace at school. We just want to be surrounded by peace. And we want that peace in our minds. How do we get that? Well, again, in the same way we saw in context what led up to that peace in Romans, Paul was talking to us about serving others. The motivation was not self, but to serve others, just as it was for Jesus. And now here in Philippians, where we see that same kind of context of the verses talking about peace that passes understanding, the Lord's peace, what are the verses that lead up to it? He's saying that, therefore, my beloved, and long for brethren, my joy and crown. So stand fast in the Lord, beloved. He's saying stand fast. And then he mentions a number of people who are serving with him. And he says, I urge you, also true companion, help these women. So again, we see in context, what is it that leads up to this peace? It is to give of yourself and to help others, strengthen others, lift them up. I urge you also, help these women who labored with me in the gospel, and with Clement also, and the rest of the fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Jesus is saying, those who support me, strengthen them, build them up spiritually. Same thing. Rejoice in the Lord always. So what's the second part? Two parts that we see. We rejoice in the Lord, we thank him and praise him, and we think about others. In both Philippians chapter 4 and in Romans chapter 15, two of the key verses we've been looking at, speaking about peace, in context, before he mentions that peace, you see that familiarity of two things. Rejoice in the Lord, thank him and praise him, and have the heart of Jesus Christ to serve others and don't think about yourself. If you will do these two things, if you will make it your plan today to serve others and not self, and you'll take action to do that, to build them up spiritually, to carry their worries, their burdens, their fears, and build them up. If you will do that and you will invest yourself in others, and that's your motivation, not self, but others, and then you will also just praise him and rejoice in him, you will bring that peace that we've talked about, that peace you long for, the peace that is more than what you even ask for. It is his perfect peace. He will bring that which is already in your spirit, and you bring it from your spirit into your soul and into your being and into this natural world. And you experience that peace in your mind, in your heart, but also you experience that peace in the natural world around you as that peace settles in. It's awesome how God shows us things. Are you looking for peace in your life today? Rejoice in him and serve others and watch that peace be manifested.